Lord Jesus, we kneel in your presence tonight, this beautiful Friday night, Sabbath night. All of heaven is celebrating Sabbath, Lord, and tonight we are privileged to join in that celebration of creation, the celebration of your ownership as creator over us. Tonight, some of us have heard your voice, and we've chosen, Lord, to kneel before you in acknowledgement that everything we have and everything we are is yours. We're just managers. And yet we've fallen into the temptation, Lord, of believing and thinking these are our things. Lord, please forgive us as a people. We've been cursed in North America with too many things. We would be better off, Lord, if we didn't have anything. We'd be closer to heaven than leaning on our things and leaning on our past and our profession and our thing. Lord, it's fatal. We cannot go into heaven by depending on our things. The early writings made that clear. As we near the kingdom, the road gets more narrow and things have to be cast aside and the golden cord is let down and we have to hang on to that cord and eventually our entire weight will be there and we'll swing across. So you're teaching us now to put things aside, and the best way to do that is to simply acknowledge your lordship over everything. So that whenever you say, place it here, invest it there, sell, mortgage, whatever it is you say, we just obey because it's not ours anyhow. And it makes it so much easier when it's time to walk away because we don't lose anything. Let the stock market crash. Who cares? We can't lose anything. We're the luckiest people alive. Nothing to lose. Everything to gain. So we thank you for this privilege tonight. As we place it all in your hands and we acknowledge your lordship, give us that peace, that joy from heaven that only comes when you're Lord of all. Thank you tonight for this opportunity and tomorrow, Lord, as we come into your presence again before the throne, teach us, raise up a standard a little higher, raise our vision a little bit higher so that we can realize how desperate heaven is to do great things through his people to reach a dying world. That great love you have for each single soul. Give us a good night's rest tonight in your presence in Jesus' name.